Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Honeys, hello. Welcome to Natch Butte. I love this episode so, so, so much. Laura Wilcox is hilarious. This is one of the funniest episodes of Natch Butte, in my honest opinion ever. I had the best time talking with her, but I just wanted to put a little friendly disclaimer at the top of the show. We talk about childbirth in this episode. Not only do we talk about childbirth, but we talk about it for a good amount of time. And I know what you're thinking, this is a beauty podcast, but you know what? There's a lot of beauty in childbirth. There's a lot of beauty in self-care, and we talk a lot about that. So I just wanted to say, we talk about it for roughly 40 minutes, in and out. So if you want to get to the skincare stuff, honey, I see you. I still need the download. So if you want to just fast forward, please do. But I wanted to just put that warning up there. We get a little graphic. If that doesn't sound fun and exciting to you, I hear you, honey. You don't have to hear it. But we do get graphic. I just had to warn you. Also, there is an extension for the Stitcher Premium on this episode that is very graphic and I think the most disgusting we've ever gotten on this show, and that's saying a lot. I literally, while editing it, fell over on the ground in my kitchen laughing. It's intense, and I have a great time. I think it's great, but I wanted to warn y'all, slash promote it, because if you've been thinking about joining us on Stitcher Premium, now's the time. This is the premium content that you're paying for, honey. Okay, stitcherpremium.com, use code Starburns, you get a month free. You get extended episodes of Natch Butte and bonus episodes, as well as the entire back catalog ad-free and all new episodes ad-free, but this is the content that you're paying for. We get wild, okay? That's all I'm gonna say. For some reason, butts keep coming up on Natch Butte. I think New Jackie is just all about the butt convo, and that y'all are on this journey with me, and I know that you're there for it. I hope so, anyway. So I had to warn you, please enjoy this episode. I think it's amazing. It makes my heart sing, and I want everybody to enjoy themselves. That's why I'm letting you know. Graphic childbirth talk for the first 30 to 40 minutes. And then the bonus episode extension is also very graphic in other ways. Please enjoy.
You are a natural butte. You are a natch butte, natch butte. Natch Butte, na 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 na, Natch Butte, oh yeah. Listens in a cream, like slow spinning redemption, blending in and blending out. The shine of it has caught my eye and roped me in so mesmerizing, so hypnotizing. I am captivated. I am. I'm Natch Butte. I am gorgeous. I am strong. I am hot. I swear I'm hot. I swear I knew it. I am fierce, and I am creaming up so well. I am seeing on my shelves the creams you swore you bought yourself. So snatched.
I teared up. I teared up during that. That was a declaration of power, honey. Okay? Cream yourself. Thank you. You can stop recording now to my guest. Thank you! Listen, I am really into Dashboard Confessional these days. I don't know why. Can you say emo? Can you say somebody's going through a lot? Maybe that's why. But you know what? We love it, okay? Enough about me. Let's get to Natch Butte. Welcome to Natch Butte. I really did, like, tear up. Like, with power. I'm happy with how that went. That was the first take you just heard. Welcome to Natch Butte. Do you know who you're talking to? Do you know who you're talking to? If you don't, I would tell you. It's the Beauty Talk Shock Jock, the emo pop punk princess, the queen of creams. Your host with the most serums, the freshest fringe on the West Coast, your favorite over 30 niche influencer. We are a bath bomb influencer, honey. We are a kombucha influencer, honey. Okay? It is Jackie Johnson. Welcome to Natribute. My guest today, honey, my guest today is an amazing person. I'm excited for us to have a conversation. She is a comedian, a writer, an actor, an improviser, an author, and also a new mom. Do you identify?
I'm like just starting to identify as mom. It's weird. It's a slow progress.
But we're here, I guess. But we love it.
Yeah.
Laura Wilcox, welcome.
Also, I love Dashboard Confessionals so much.
Oh my God. Yeah. Did you love I'm Natributed?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Are you going to now only hear that version?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to like drive around blasting that in high school, like somewhat ironically, but not really.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Pretty seriously.
You know what I used to listen to unironically, literally with like tears in my eyes of pain, is How You Remind Me by Nickelback.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I remember I've been wrong, I've been down, like hitting the steering wheel of my Chrysler Sebring.
I have been wrong. Yes. I have been down.
I was hitting my Sebring convertible steering wheel with pain in my heart.
I used to write down lyrics to songs that I found really moving in my journal, and I definitely wrote down the Hands Down, the Dashboard Confessional song.
Yes!
Like, hands
your kiss
down
is so high that your kiss might kill me.
All right. Yeah, it was just because I wanted to be kissed and no one would kiss me, and that's why I became a comedian. You know?
Same.
Yeah.
Were you a really late bloomer?
Oh, yeah. Same. I wanted to be slutty from like the youngest age, but that just wasn't available to me because of my like looks, I guess.
See, I had such a virginal stink on me.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know, because I thought, looking back, I was super cute.
Yeah.
I think I just didn't think I was, and I had no confidence, and I just wasn't ready. I just wasn't ready, so I wasn't putting out the vibe or whatever, because the opportunity presented itself.
I had no boobs either, so I feel like that, those are kind of helpful.
Yeah, I didn't either.
To have, like, sex appeal. I still don't. I'm, like, breastfeeding right now. I barely have them.
Well, you know what? It all worked out, though. You have a beautiful husband.
Thank you.
And I didn't want to even plug this that soon in, but so your husband, Don Finelli, has an amazing podcast.
He does. And,
I did an episode
really
of
episode.
It.
It's so good. Your episode is so good. He keeps talking. He'll just like be laughing to himself and he'll be like, Jackie Johnson's so funny. Like, he'll just be like remembering your conversation.
Just to plug it for everybody, it's called The Need to Fail.
Yep.
It's a very popular podcast, so you might already listen to it, but he interviews artists about their careers and the ups and downs.
Right.
And
like times they failed, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was having, that was in the middle of my whole marriage ending.
Yeah.
And I was really, really sad.
Yeah.
And I fucking somehow just pressed it down, pressed it down, and had such a fun time talking to Don, and I love that episode so much, and I got so much random feedback from strangers, from people I know that just, I didn't know, listen to it. So everybody check out that episode, and check out that podcast.
Yeah, check it out.
Because you don't have a podcast that I can tell you to listen to,
to subscribe to.
You're literally the only comedian I know without one.
Get on
it, Laura.
I'm too busy listening to them.
Yeah, and you're too busy, you know, working, hustling, momming,
trying.
Feeding that baby with your breasts.
I got to feed her with my body, and I got to work to pay for when I can no longer feed her with my body.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because babies are free for a while.
Yeah.
And then you got to pay.
Diapers.
Right.
Yeah.
And those ain't cheap.
They really aren't.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah, and they go through them real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, the first thing I should have asked you is, what type of skin do you have? That's what I'm supposed to ask all guests up at the top. Sometimes I forget, and that's fine. I'm only human, and I love myself.
It's okay.
Yes.
I'm so mad, but it's okay.
You leave?
Yeah, I'm like, you know what? She didn't fucking ask me. I would say the answer used to be oily, and then I discovered oil cleansing years ago. This was like how I dipped my toe into skincare, and also then I moved from New York to here, and now it's kind of dry.
Yeah,
and it kind of changed.
LA
during,
and sucks the life out of you in many ways.
It sucks the moisture out of my face, so now it's kind of dry, a little acne prone. Definitely got the redness going, especially from pregnancy. I got blackheads. I got whiteheads. What else? I got all the heads.
You had an extra head in your body.
Yeah, I had an extra head in my body. Yeah.
So, yeah, you definitely have some heads going on.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a great answer. Thanks for being honest with us. Okay. where do we start with you? I mean, how comfortable are you discussing what I'm calling birth and beaut?
Very.
Okay. Because I'm fascinated with childbirth as someone who has not given birth.
Yeah.
My sister has had two children. Both of hers she had I hope she doesn't mind me saying, she had them at home with no doctors. She did that midwife thing. And she has given me the most vivid play-by-play of everything that happens.
I'm willing to get vivid. My philosophy in life is there's no such thing as too much information.
Okay.
Like TMI.
Yes.
I don't believe in TMI.
You know, I've said before on Nash Butte, millennials have no overshare.
Yeah.
Especially in this this time, we're just like, we share.
So,
let's talk about the decision to get pregnant.
That was like, I'm a really indecisive person.
Mm-hmm.
I agonize over making the wrong choice.
Same.
Like picking out patio furniture.
Oh, yeah.
Like every.
Because that's an investment, as is a child.
Even if it's like from
IKEA. I would argue the same investment.
I would.
It's a very important life decision.
It could be in my home for longer than her.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. We may send her to boarding school. You know?
Right.
Yeah, I haven't
and
decided.
It depends on how nice you go. You could get industrial furniture that lasts a lifetime.
Of course, I got IKEA, but still.
Okay.
I'm going to go back and forth over the $99 patio set as if it's important.
Of course.
But. And even the decision to move to L.A. from New York, my husband and I are both from the East Coast. Like, it was a big move for us, but we basically talked about it so much. I was like, okay, I can't fucking talk about it anymore. We're moving to L.A. And same thing with a kid, where I was like, I can't talk about it anymore. We just got to do it.
Right.
It kind of got to the point where we're like, we want one. There's never going to be a good time.
Right.
It's always going to flip your life upside down.
Right.
And it's always going to be something we worry about being able to afford unless we get really successful.
Right. Which you will be.
Which we really So that was sort of the decision. We were like, and then I think I had to be like, well, we won't really try. We'll just be not careful. But I was also keeping tabs on when I was ovulating.
Right.
So we were totally trying.
Yeah.
But it was scary.
Do you mean he just... blasted off in you.
Yeah, he just blasted a head, he blasted
instead
a nut
of
in me. Yeah.
Instead of pulling that shit out.
Yeah,
yeah.
Basically. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
That's how sex works.
We're not trying, but we're not trying.
We're just doing the thing that we know specifically leads to a baby.
So did that work pretty quick, or was there some
trial
and error?
We worked pretty quick. Mm-hmm. We were very lucky in that.
Yeah.
Very, very lucky. But then also there's this whiplash feeling of when we found out, it was like, oh, fuck, you called my bluff.
Yeah.
I'm pregnant now.
Yeah, yeah.
You're coming.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I definitely was okay. Like, I want this, but holy fuck.
How soon did you know? My sister said she instantly knew. She's really in touch with her body.
I didn't. I thought, now here's where we're going to start to get.
If
you don't like talking about women's bodies, change the channel. No.
I would say just hit that skip button,
hit
honey.
That
I
skip.
Need the downloads, okay? Don't bail on me, honey.
So,
just hit that skip button.
Yeah. There's something called implantation bleeding.
Yes,
where you can spot when, the egg and the sperm meet.
Yes.
And that the
That's
timing
what happens
of
when
it,
I meet men. I
exactly,
bleed.
Exactly. You bleed just a little bit.
Must a tiny bit comes out.
But
you know.
The timing of it is it happens when your period would start.
Oh.
So I thought, and I even took a test and I thought I had gotten my period.
Yeah.
I even took a test to be sure and it was negative.
Yeah.
So I was drinking. I think I had oysters. And then
you're not supposed to have oysters when you're pregnant.
There's so many things you're not supposed to do.
Right.
You're not supposed to because they're raw in case they're.
Oh, and you could get
tainted.
Food poisoning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the food poisoning would. Got it.
And then my period just stopped really abruptly, and my boobs were really tender, and I had this weird metallic taste in my mouth,
Whoa.
And I was like, "That's weird." And I Googled that, and that was a weird symptom of pregnancy. So
you're wait a minute.
I was like, I'm getting. I got the digital ones mm-hmm. where you can't misread them.
Yeah.
And that time I was pregnant. And I was like, oh, shit. Here we go.
Right. Buckle up.
Buckle up.
Okay. So I have a question.
Here we go.
You know, as somebody who tracks their fertility very closely.
Yeah.
More as a hobby.
Yeah.
just for hobby. You know, I'm not looking to have a kid, but it's a very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So you look at your chart. You see I'm ovulating.
Yeah.
So then you raw dog it and blast off,
you blast
okay.
right off.
So then you're saying, so that's you still have 10 days or so until your period's supposed to start?
Yeah, you have 2 weeks of just being
So you had bleeding. That was the implantation bleeding?
Apparently.
But it took that long for the sperm and the egg to meet?
It takes Yeah, it takes like several days.
Yeah, for him to swim up that tube.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at how in touch I am.
Yeah.
Look at how educated
you should be a sex
I am.
Ed teacher.
I think I should.
For sure.
Yeah, like I know all about sperms and eggs and ovulation.
Actually, kids, like if you were teaching them kids just like, yeah, you just blast off in the girl and bam, you got a baby. I think, I don't know if that would lead to more teen pregnancies or less.
Right.
Because that does sound fun.
I don't know
it
why
way.
It just, it is a blast.
It is a, it's
I mean,
a blast.
Yeah. And it,
yeah.
Right?
Who are we kidding? It's
yes,
a blast. Yeah.
Let's be honest. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what do you want to call it?
It's a blast.
The wizards, magic wizards falling out of their chute. I don't know. Well, you want to give it a term? That's what it is. Sometimes I talk East Coast like you and Don.
Yeah, that's
sometimes
so East Coast.
Sometimes I just say, yeah, yeah, you blast off,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Go
yeah,
fuck
yeah,
yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know. Was that appropriation? Most likely. I just watched Goodfellas the other day, and I feel like when you watch something, I always like take it on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like I watched Mad Men. I like binge watch Mad Men. I felt like I was being rude to women. You know what I mean? Like whatever happens, I just kind of internalize it.
Drinking
whatever.
Lots of whiskey.
I'm
and
an empath.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
an empath. Okay. Okay. That's interesting. So tell me about how your body changed during pregnancy.
Well, my stomach stretched out
yeah, mm-hmm.
a lot. I'm trying to think. So
did anything
so
weird happen? Did you, like, sprout hair somewhere?
My chin, yes, and
yeah.
I still have it.
Yeah.
My chin mm-hmm. and, like, where my neck and my chin meet mm-hmm. grew a bounty of hair mm-hmm. so vibrant and lush. It was,
yeah,
like,
beautiful.
I started buying, like, wax strips and mm-hmm. waxing the underside of my chin.
Yeah. But you're not supposed to wax when you're pregnant, right? Because you're oversensitive?
Well, I totally did.
Yeah, and nothing happened?
No.
Okay, good.
She's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I meant
so
for
many,
you.
Oh, for me? I mean,
I just
yeah,
heard
it was
you're
fine.
Extra sensitive. Like, you don't know. There's sensitivities arise that you
oh,
never
yeah.
had before, kind of
It
thing.
Seemed fine.
Yes.
It was better than just truly a beard. Like, a beard, but then growing in the wrong place.
Right.
Like, it was.
You looked like a Mumford and Son.
Yeah, but
yeah.
but not even on my chin. Like, past
yes,
my chin.
Yes, yes. What do we call this area?
What is
under,
this?
Underface?
The undergrundle.
The undergrundle.
The undergrund?
It's not quite your neck.
Yeah.
It's not quite your chin. It's the undergrunder. I think we should make that a term.
Yeah, I think the undergrundle.
Is undergrundle.
Yeah.
Where'd you make that up? Did you just make that up?
I don't.
Should
Maybe
I Google
I
that? Is that a term?
Should we Google or should we just take full credit without
let's
checking?
Let's take full credit
let's
without
that,
taking.
Yeah.
Okay. Undergrundle.
The undergrundle.
Okay.
Undergrund if you're lazy, if you're in a
yes.
rush.
Undergrund.
Yeah.
I love that
If you don't have time and you need to talk
well,
about
who does?
It, undergrund.
You're a mom.
Yeah.
You're
yeah, yeah.
a working
I don't
mom.
Have time to
you're
say the full
you
thing.
You have undergrund.
Yeah. I've got hair
yes.
on my undergrund. I've got to take it off before the baby wakes
and
up.
And I'm a single dog mom,
yeah.
so I'm busy too.
Yeah, we're all busy.
Undergrund.
Yeah.
Yes, queen.
So that happened. Like, first trimester, I felt sick all the time. Mm-hmm. I just felt nauseous. The first week or so, I didn't feel sick. And
yeah.
my mom never had morning sickness with me. So I remember turning to Don and being like, my mom never had morning sickness. I feel fine. So I guess I'm not going to get morning sickness. And like, cut to me at 1 a.m. that night,
yeah.
waking up to throw up.
Oof.
And I was like, oh.
I don't understand how there are so many people walking around this earth when pregnancy is so difficult.
Yeah.
Because everyone I know is like, I could barely stand up.
Yeah.
I couldn't get out of bed.
Yeah.
I was horrifically sick. I'm like, how the fuck are
yeah.
we all here?
Pregnancy is difficult. Labor's insane.
Yeah.
And then the baby is like.
A lot of work.
Well, a lot of work, but also. Like, even just breastfeeding's not it. Like, how they eat is not intuitive, and
right.
they have to learn.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, how the fuck did we survive?
I know.
If every, like, you come out, the human babies come out so uncooked, like, undercooked.
Yeah, yeah.
That they don't even know how to eat. They don't know how to sleep.
Right.
Like, what? Why are you surviving?
I know. It's really crazy.
Why are we here?
I
Why
mean,
are any of us here?
That's a really beautiful, like, poignant thing to observe during
yeah.
all this. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So you're
sorry.
Pregnant, you're
right,
pregnant,
right.
your belly's stretching.
Belly's stretching.
Sickness.
Yeah, it felt like second trimester was like this nice little time where I was like cute pregnant
mm-hmm.
and I didn't hurt yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like I wasn't, and then I was like, I just looked like a beach ball. It like exploded
yeah.
overnight. My
yeah.
third trimester, I was just
And how
huge.
How was self-care during this time? Like in terms of before you were pregnant, what all changed? Could you still sleep? Could you still shower? Could you still
yeah.
do things you normally did or did your things change?
Everything changed because there's so many restrictions.
Right.
That was like the first, like I'm a self-centered person, but one of the first thoughts when I found out I was pregnant was I was excited, but I was also immediately overwhelmed with this feeling of like my independence is gone.
Right.
Like, that was, like, one of the first things that hit me. So I was sort of...
You mean, like, I'm now a vessel for a life, therefore I can't do anything I want?
Yeah.
And or, like I'm pregnant and I can't run away?
I can no longer do whatever I want. Like, right. Because immediately there are all these restrictions on you in pregnancy, like what you can put on your skin, what you can eat, what you cannot drink.
Right. You're like, I can't shoot heroin. I can't eat oysters.
I love heroin.
I know
oysters.
That about you. Yeah. I know. That was the first thing I thought of when you got pregnant. You
but
know?
I did, like, crave sour beer, weirdly, like my entire pregnancy. That was my number one craving. And I was like, fuck.
Can you drink kombucha when you're pregnant?
I mean, yeah. Like, you could probably, there's a whole debate, but there's
some research versus Western.
And there's some research in other countries where, like, women also drink alcohol during pregnancy within reason. I just stayed away because for me, it was just easier just to say none at all than if, like, I can have some here and there. I have no, like, willpower when it comes to eating and drinking things that I like. So I was like, let me just not.
Nip it in the bud.
Just not partake at all.
Yes.
But, yeah, there's just a lot of restrictions right away, and your body is no longer just yours.
Right.
It is making someone else, and even now, still breastfeeding. Like, my body's not just mine. I'm on an elimination diet because my kid might have an allergy to something, which means I can't eat dairy, eggs, or soy because until we figure out what it is, because she's getting her food through me. It's like, and then even once I'm done breastfeeding, like, you lose your independence. I mean, I'm never going to be fully independent again, which is parenthood, but it's like, that's a shock to the system. I mean, it's
kind of a reality.
Hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it starts with, like, for me, I felt like, it starts with the restrictions in pregnancy, which having restrictions on what I can eat and drink, like, for me, eating and drinking is a big form of self-care for me is, like,
the joy you get out of your food and drink choices.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, obviously, like, cry me a river, it's not the end of the world, but it does bum me out a little.
Right.
And but so I feel like I did focus more on my self-care in other ways. Like, I took 1,000 baths. Mm-hmm. I was pregnant during the summer. I'm still taking, like, something about the heat really comforted my body, especially when I was getting really, like, big and then starting to ache. And, like, my hips felt weird and would, like, click all the time. I had really bad heartburn for a while. I'm trying to think of it. Now it feels so far away, which is weird. It's been 3 months since I gave birth, and my pregnancy feels so far
That's
away.
That's so soon, though.
Yeah,
I think you're the newest mom I've ever had on Natch Beauty.
It feels like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, it's
just because you've been through so much since then.
Yeah. And also been awake for, like, 24 hours of those. Not now. She's sleeping better now, but you're awake so much in those first few weeks that you're like, they feel really long because you're experiencing every fucking second of them.
Right. But it's so great.
But it is great. I know. When in the first, like, 4 weeks after she was born, I would say I loved her so much, but it was such an anxious, stressed kind of love.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't blissful at all. And they have to eat every 2 hours.
Right.
From your body. Breastfeeding is excruciatingly painful. Was for me anyway, for most people I know. Really, really painful. So you're basically always feeding them, like, around the clock. You're not sleeping.
Right.
I remember a friend coming and being like, are you having fun? And I was like,
bitch, no.
No, I'm not having fun. This is not fun.
Right.
Like, I felt then so guilty that I wasn't, like, blissed out.
Right.
But then I talked to other mom, like, friends of mine who've had kids who are maybe, like, a year old.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm not enjoying this.
Right.
And I feel so terrible about it, but I'm not enjoying this at first. And they were like, oh, no, the first 3 months are terrible. They're horrible.
Right.
It's a nightmare. And I was like, what? Why didn't you tell me that?
Right.
Like, no one told me that. Like, I knew it was going to be hard.
Because
I
see TV and the mom holding the baby and laughing and crying.
And I knew it would be hard. And I feel like I even went into it with, like, realistic expectations that it was not going to be, like, if you're awake every 2 hours around the clock, like, that alone is kind of torture.
That sounds like my personal hell.
Yeah. And then what you have to wake up and do is something that's really painful.
Right.
Yeah, and you basically, like, my labor was 36 hours, and then I didn't sleep again. Oh, you know, like, you go through this, you run a marathon, and then you can't sleep again, and your body goes through something insane, and you can never, you don't get to recover, ever.
Whoa. Hold on. Let's take a break, and then I want to hear more about that, okay? Oh, yeah.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we're back. Okay, listen.
Yeah.
36 hours of labor?
Yeah.
Okay, so how does that work? You don't get to sleep, right? You can't sleep?
Well, I did because I got the epidural.
Right. Okay, got it, yes.
Get the epidural. Yeah. And I went into it being like, I'm not going to get an epidural.
I'm going to do natural.
Everything's going to be natural.
Right. But then the baby doesn't come and you're like, how the fuck does anyone do this?
I also, so my water broke first.
Mm-hmm. Like in the movies.
Like in the movies. Yeah. Well, actually, I was like, it kind of was. I stood up and I felt, and I was like, did I just piss myself? Which is possible.
Yeah,
because
the baby
point.
Can lay on your bladder.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And also, like, your pelvis is just, like, kind of open at that point.
Right.
There's just heavy thing sitting in it. I think these are all technical terms.
Yes. So were you at home, like, doing something, all of a sudden there's a big splash, like, on the movies?
It wasn't a splash, but I was also wearing jeans. Mm-hmm. And I maybe if...
How chic.
Yeah. Thank you. If I had been wearing a skirt without underwear, maybe there would have been a splash.
Yeah,
but
you always do that.
Yeah.
We all know that about you.
Yeah, I
love. You love a good no underwear skirt moment.
I like the risk.
Yeah,
you know, I like the risk. But I did like stand up. I was sitting on a yoga ball, which was the only comfortable way to sit by that point because like my lower back hurt so much.
Fun. You're really selling this.
I know. It's really. It's so insane because I was like, so much of pregnancy really sucks, and yet I enjoyed it. And I would do and want to do it again someday.
Yeah.
Like it's and kind of the same with parenting. Like a lot of the nitty gritty stuff of it kind of sucks, but it was also like it's also really cool and I love it.
Yeah,
I will say I got past those first 4 to 6 weeks after she was born where I was like kind of miserable. Like basically a corner turned when she started to smile, and then I was like, now I'm having fun.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, I get it now.
Now she's 3 months, and she's so and I'm having a blast. Like I'm having the time of my life. She still will have crying jags. She's still sometimes like there's still hard parts, but it's so much more manageable. And now, like it took like 6 weeks before I was experiencing that bliss.
Right.
And I think that's actually really normal, but I felt tremendously guilty over not just immediately being like, I'm a mama.
Right.
I made this life.
Yeah, I was just like, oh my God, is she going to cry? Like, does she have to eat again? Please, no. It hurts so much. Oh my God, is she sleeping enough? Like, I felt like I was doing something wrong all the time.
It's nice that you're sharing that. I just heard on the news on Howard Stern a story that I wish I could tell you what it was on, but it was essentially saying that the bonding that occurs between a mom and a baby isn't the birth. It isn't those first few minutes. It's literally those first few weeks of feeding, sleeping. Like, that's when the bond happens. Yes, it's the work.
Yeah.
Which I feel is like building intimacy with any person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think my husband, Don, had to do the same thing. Like,
right.
It just takes... I mean, we felt like he, like, cried the first time he held her, which was the first time I'd seen him cry, which then made me cry. Yeah, I'd never
seen him
cry.
And y'all been together for a long time.
I know, I'm like,
he didn't cry at the wedding?
He didn't cry
when you told him you were pregnant? What is
he,
a fucking vampire?
I've seen him get misty-eyed and very moved.
Yeah.
But this was, like, actually crying, and I've never seen that. I've never seen him like actually cry.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Is it just because he's like a macho guy, or like
I think because men are like taught to repress their emotions in a way that I think is really unhealthy.
Yeah. Was that so beautiful? They pull out that baby covered in cream cheese and jelly.
Yeah.
And then your handsome husband.
Yeah.
Bursts into tears.
Yeah. So
will you ever forget that sight?
No, I won't. So the
36
to go back,
hours.
I know. So my water broke first.
Yeah.
I didn't have any contractions. Mm-hmm. I had to like make sure for a while I wasn't just peeing.
Uh-huh.
It's really hard to tell if you're not just peeing. I like called my parents live in New Jersey and they wanted to try to be there for the birth. And it was a couple days early. So I like called my mom in New Jersey, was like, I think get on a plane. And she kept calling back to be like, are you sure you're not just pissing yourself?
Right.
And I was like, I'm really sure. Like, I know I'm not.
Yeah.
But, my contractions weren't starting, and so I had a doula,
mm-hmm.
and then I, but I
gave
birth.
A doula abungada?
I had a doula abungada.
Yeah.
So, which are, doulas are basically stupid. Like birth coaching. It's not stupid. It's smart. It's part of the brain.
It's true. I only know that because of Waterboy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, same. Yeah. We all know that only because of Waterboy.
Yes. Thank you for explaining what a doula is.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're a birthing coach, basically. So she doesn't like give birth, but she's just there to be, for me and my husband, because we're both like very panicky people, I wanted like a grown-up in the room while
sort of
we're
like
going
a birth
through
labor. Coach.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. They just coach you through it, help you, like kind of help my husband know what to do to help me,
right.
Like, guide, you know, just there to like guide you through the contractions. She's also an advocate for you in the hospital. If like they're pushing a C-section on you unnecessarily, she's someone who's an expert who can be like, eh, you maybe don't need one
right now.
Or can like present the options for you.
Did she come in handy during the epidural discussion?
She did, because she's not going to say, she's not going to tell you what to do.
Right.
But what I, so I had to be induced mm-hmm. because my contractions weren't starting, which means they give you something called Pitocin,
yes.
which is a fake form of oxytocin, which is the hormone that starts labor, basically. Mm-hmm. The problem with that, I really didn't want this, was because it makes your contractions way more intense and painful.
Ooh, yeah, mm-hmm, fine.
So what? Because I had that, I needed, I went without an epidural for a few hours because it wasn't that bad. And then all of a sudden it got like insanely, like they were so close together. The contract, like, because you have a contraction,
right,
it's painful, but it's short.
Yeah.
And then there's a rest time in between.
Yes.
Then they pretty quickly got to the point where there's no like rest time in between. So, and I was like throwing up, which was really uncomfortable. And then, so then I was like, give me the epidural now. And then I got that epidural. I took a nap. I like calmed down. I felt like I could be present.
Yeah.
Of course, I felt guilt about getting that. Like, I, the whole process has been guilt,
right,
guilt,
right,
guilt.
Right.
Everything, anytime I use, like, if I used a face product where I was like, I'm pretty sure this is pregnancy safe. Guilt,
well,
guilt,
why
guilt.
Why do like, you think you felt that guilt? Is that just other moms, other women, or society?
Yes,
or?
I think it's this, like, vulture on my shoulder that I'm kind of putting there of, like, other people's expectations mm-hmm. that I may be making up,
right.
Where it's like I want to, I'm such a type A perfectionist person,
right,
that, you know, or there's just some part of me that's like, I, there's so much research that epidurals don't do anything bad, that they're totally fine, but then there's some little part of my brain that's like, but what if they're not? What if you're just injecting drugs into your newborn baby? But it's, like, everyone gets an epidural and everyone's fine.
Right.
So, and also, yeah, it was, I could not, I don't think I could have, I think I would have passed out
yeah.
if I didn't get
one. I can't
one.
Even imagine.
Yeah.
I truly can't. As a person who has not have had a child.
Someone who, I, if you manage
yeah.
to do birth without an epidural, wow.
Yeah.
Like, you have such a high pain tolerance that I'm kind of worried about you.
Yeah.
It was so.
That's yeah. so scary.
But it was, it, then it was fine. And
yeah.
then, and then, I mean, I was on hands and, like, I was able to move a little bit and I was able to, like, be on hands and knees to, like, push. I mean, I pooped in front of my husband hundreds of times. Through,
really?
Like, oh, I was just pooping left and right.
Because you were pushing and
you're
poop
pushing.
Would come out.
Yeah,
yeah.
When you push, that's where you push. It's
yeah.
like you're, you know.
And what happens to the poop?
They're like very, the nurses are just like constantly very, because I'm like lying on like waterproof pads or
right,
whatever.
Right, right.
They're like constantly just like cleaning it up and like very, trying to be as discreet as possible.
They have gloves on and they just kind of scoop it and remove it.
They're just like taking,
you know,
they're taking the
yeah.
pad that I'm on and putting a new one down.
Okay.
But it was like, it's like basically like they were changing my diaper.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't
I'm
even,
happy you're telling
yeah.
me this. I don't think
constantly.
I don't think I've had anyone tell me they've pooped during their labor. I don't think anyone has ever confessed
Jackie,
that to me.
Jackie, when I tell you I was on hands and
yeah.
knees,
yeah.
my naked butt to the room.
Yeah.
And I'm
like a cow in
like
the field.
Like a cow. And I'm kind of numb from the waist
right,
down,
right.
so I don't realize I'm doing
oh,
it.
Oh, that's even more embarrassing.
I know because Don walked in the room and goes, oh, you're pooping.
Wow.
That's how I
that's
know.
That's very intimate.
It was so intimate.
So you're uncontrollably pooping
yeah,
turds.
Because I can, I'm pushing.
Because you can't feel.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
This sounds, I'm not going to lie to you, Laura, like a fucking nightmare. This sounds like the worst
kind of
nightmare.
Funny.
Yeah, it is funny.
It was,
you're right.
At the
you're,
time
you're
I was
a
like,
comedian, your husband's a comedian.
I mean,
we
this
can
is
all
funny.
Have a laugh.
Yeah,
yeah.
We're having a laugh.
Yeah.
He wasn't, to his credit, he really wasn't fazed. He was just like, yep, you're pooping. And I was
yeah.
like, And I was like, damn it. And then I was like, well, what do I mean, I'm pushing. What am I going to do? Stop pushing? We got to get this fucking baby out.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not going to eat for a week before my labor so that I don't poop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then she got stuck in my pelvis. She was like facing up, which is bad. So then they, so I pushed for like 4 hours and they were like,
oh my
God. OB was like, so here are options. We can use a vacuum thing to like try to like
suck her head out
or a C-section. And so we tried the vacuum. I was nervous about that because I was like, what? I didn't know anything about that because that's like, I don't know. That just felt like some 1950s shit, but it worked. So.
Oh, good. Yeah, this... I've had friends be like, we broke four of them.
Yeah.
She would not come out or whatever. Yeah.
She came out after a few more tries.
Yeah.
And but so they warned me that when she came out, because she had, she was, my water had broken, which meant I got an infection. And so.
God, your birth sucked.
I know. But at the, I can't tell you, like, it's only afterwards that I'm like, it was. Throughout it, I felt so calm.
Yeah.
Because all the nurses were really calm.
Right.
Our doula was calm.
Because they can handle whatever happens.
Yeah.
This is every day. This is another fucking Tuesday afternoon like at the ER.
Yeah, it was never like a true emergency. They did have NICU people in there just because I'd gotten a fever.
Right.
So they have to just like, so they were like, when she comes out, she's probably not going to be breathing right away. So she's not going to cry right away. She's going to be gray. Because she had swallowed, so her own poop. No, she swallowed.
Okay,
she pooped inside. This is the thing that happens with babies too. And she drank that, so they have to suck it out of her lungs when they're born.
There was a lot of poop happening during
their
birth.
There was so much poop.
Yeah,
in utero. But like while during pregnancy, with babies float around in amniotic fluid.
Yes.
That's just their piss and shit, and then they drink that.
Oh,
they're just,
it's lovely.
That's what's happening.
The circle of life.
Yeah, everyone's acting like pregnancies is like glowing beautiful.
Right.
Like it's gruesome.
Yes.
Like it's, you know, she comes out and she's all beat up in the face because her face is like pounding against my pelvic bone and there's blood and there's poo.
It's
like a violent graphic thing.
Yeah.
And let me also tell you, I promise you, it was like.
This is a beauty
podcast. Sorry.
No, I love it.
But I was wearing a really nice moisturizer.
Okay, I love that.
It was fine. Like it was just, that's what it's supposed to be.
Right.
And so I really was calm throughout.
Yeah.
And she came out and didn't cry right away. Then after like 30 seconds, she cried like a nice loud scream. And then I cried with relief. And then we all cried and everyone cried.
Right.
And then everything was good and fine.
And after this, I mean, this birth was a pretty difficult birth, it sounds like.
I guess so. And I didn't realize that until after.
Right. Well, that's
like,
a good thing.
I didn't realize it was 36 hours because there was no sense of time.
Right.
Like it was.
So you would do it again.
Yeah.
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 Because it wasn't like so.
It wasn't traumatic.
Great. Right, right, right. I
it
love
really
that.
It really wasn't traumatic at all. This was like, and I think if you were to ask the nurses, they would be like, that was not a trauma. They would say, like, that was a first time birth.
Yeah.
They're long.
Right.
But I didn't even need a C section. Like, I considered myself lucky.
Right.
That I didn't have to recover from surgery while also taking care of a newborn.
Right.
But it, like, birth just is. Fucking nuts.
Yeah.
It's insane.
And I really appreciate you saying that.
Yeah.
I just, again, as someone who hasn't had a baby.
I told you, no such thing as TMI. I'm telling you everything.
Yes,
yeah.
I love that.
Ass in the air, poop. I want you to know that
I
about
love that.
Me.
Yeah. I'm so happy that you told me that. And I also, the only thing I can say as an outsider is I feel as society, women should find, and it's not going to be easy because obviously the patriarchy is upon us, a way to empower yourself in general. But I say empower yourself sexually, empower yourself through your birth, empower yourself through your motherhood.
Yeah.
Because all we're told is you should do this, you shouldn't do that, you should do this, you shouldn't do that. You're doing that, ew. Feel and find that empowerment.
Yeah.
Because it's not fair to not feel empowered. Because we fucking get pregnant. So during our sex, we should be empowered.
Right.
During our birth experience, we should be empowered. If we want a fucking epidural, get a fucking epidural.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? If
get
you want to shit.
Epidural.
If you want to shit, shit. With reckless abandonment, shit it out.
Yeah, I'm sorry I pooped a little while I made a person I grew
saying.
Come out. Yeah,
feel
sorry.
Empowered.
Please.
During the birth and be empowered as a mother. Don't
let
people fucking shame you for this. Don't let people shame you for that.
Yeah.
You do what you need to do to get through the day and to raise your child.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. If she was going to come out, I was going to have to squeeze some poop as well, because guess what? The holes are next to each other. If you're pushing one, you're pushing the other.
And plus 36 hours. You
also
know what
that.
I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you had a two-hour labor, maybe there wouldn't have been a fucking BM in there.
Yeah, no, but there was.
But there were multiple.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
That's what happened.
And I hope someday Joni hears this.
Yeah, she's going to listen. I'm like, she's not going to need to hear this, because I'm going to tell her.
Yeah.
She's going to know what I went through. And she's going to fucking thank me. No, she probably won't.
On what birthday are we going to let her listen to this episode of Attribute?
I'll let her listen, like, very early on.
Yeah.
But I'll tell her not to use curse words.
Yes.
I need to eventually watch my mouth.
But do you?
Not yet.
You know
she's
what I
3
mean?
Months.
But,
is fine.
But do you?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Kids need to learn that this is thing. There are words people say.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm one of those, like, open parents.
You're like a cool mom.
I'm like one of those open moms. It's like, do you want to talk about what you just saw? I'm here. The door's open. Okay. I'd rather you do it in the house.
I'd just rather you guys drink
in
the house.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I'm not condoning that. So why don't we get to the segment that I prepared for us.
Oh, yes.
And I am so excited about this.
I'm excited, too.
Thank you for being on board.
Yeah, I'm very on board. And I'm worried it's going to be more embarrassing than telling the world that I shit with my ass,
birth?
Like, in the air again, just to keep hitting that hard.
Did you have the baby on all fours?
No.
Yeah.
I was back with, like, 1,000 people, like, holding my legs back. Mm-hmm. I literally had, like, 10 people being like, the doctor's like, you're going to have to push harder than you've ever pushed in your life. I was like, all
right.
And then there was like 10, because there's all these nurses.
Well, you've never had a goddamn baby before.
Yeah,
of course
you're
going to push.
Yeah, I've never pushed this hard ever. Right. Why would I?
Yeah.
And then there's like 10 people being like, go, 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 push. And I was like, ah, just because almost like stop. Like,
all right.
I want to just be like, okay. And then she came out all gray.
Did your pussy rip?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here, I want to say this too. Vaginas heal really fast.
Yeah.
They heal. They're like meant to heal.
Right.
They heal very fast.
Yeah.
So
I
don't worry
that.
About that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank
don't
you.
Worry about that either.
Again, more.
Had to be stitched. It was fine.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
I love to hear that. Yeah. And I was even concerned to ask. I didn't want you to be like, I don't want to talk about my pussy.
I'll be like, yes, it's bad. It's bad. It's
but
so
again,
bad.
But again, women are put in this weird position of like, oh, God, our bodies.
Yeah.
We're fucking putting our bodies on the
our
line.
Our bodies are insane. It's really cool.
Yes.
Like, it's really cool.
Yes.
And it is, like, graphic. I don't know. It's just, it is. I kind of like that it's, like, graphic and fucking crazy. And it's not ladylike and it's not pretty. And it's, like, and it's amazing and it's powerful.
Your body
it's
is a wonderland.
My body is a fucking
wonderland.
John
honey.
Mayer,
that's
always,
what the
he
song
knows what
was about.
About.
That's
yeah.
what the song
he just
was
witnessed
about.
A birth.
Yes, we all know that. We know the lore of your body is a wonderland.
It's about birth.
Yes. Okay.
But,
enough about the birth for now.
Okay, sorry, but sorry.
We
sorry,
could,
guys.
We could do a whole app on this. I
we
mean,
could.
We kind of did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I asked Laura to give me her night skin routine, and this is why. You don't know the celebrity yet that I told you.
Oh, no.
So I stumbled upon this on YouTube. There, Harper's Bazaar has a YouTube channel, and they do a routine. They do a segment called Go to Bed With Me. Ooh,
mm-hmm.
provocative.
Ooh.
And they choose somebody, a celeb, a person of note, that does their whole night skincare routine on the show. And then they walk through every product they use and how they
ooh,
use it, and
this is fun, and I'm going to watch these.
Now, I didn't even know it existed.
Yeah.
This came up on my, like, suggested views based on what I was watching.
Yeah.
And I'm going to reveal to you the person. And I hope that you watch Queer Eye. Do you watch Queer Eye?
Of course I watch Queer Eye.
Anthony Porowski. who is
so hot.
I don't know why I'm so attracted to him. His little like Cheshire cat mouth.
Yeah.
His little curl mouth. I'm just like, oh,
he's so
daddy,
sexy.
Daddy. Yeah. I don't know. He really does it for me.
No,
I know he's not interested in me, and that's beautiful, and I love that for him, but like, he fine.
No, he's really,
he's
very
sexy.
Attracted to him as well.
He's very sexy. Yes, yeah. Yes.
He seems like he could, maybe he would for like a gift for you.
Yeah. You know what? We'll see.
Yeah.
You know, I'm open. My heart is open. My chakra's open.
Just put it out there.
Yes. You know what? We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
So Anthony shared his nighttime skin routine. He chose, okay, so I'm going to walk through his whole routine.
Yeah.
And then we're going to do yours, and then we're going to do mine.
Okay,
and I'm going to tell you the cost of each one.
Okay.
Before I have it all figured out. I want you to guess whose is the most expensive, whose is the cheapest.
Jesus, I sure hope I don't. Mine's not the most. Yeah.
I mean, you got some bougie shit in your stuff.
I know.
So just take a guess.
Okay. I'm going to guess that his is more expensive. Because also, we're doing just nighttime routine, right?
Yes.
Some of the stuff I sent you, I'm realizing, are morning time stuff.
Okay.
So that will knock down the price.
I assessed a little bit. We'll talk about that. So who's next in line, me or you?
I'm going to say me only because I just dropped some cash.
Okay, yes. And then, you're guessing him first, you second, me last in terms of price. Okay.
Yeah.
We're clocking that in.
I'm embarrassed.
We're clocking that in. Okay, so here's how it starts. First of all, he's wearing a Versace silk robe. Okay,
well, that already...
He mentions he has makeup on. So he warms up the water, which I do as well. Don't know if water temperature matters, but he does.
I like warm water.
Same. So the first thing he uses is Suzanne Kaufman Cleansing Gel, which he puts on a Clarisonic Alpha Fit Men's Facial Brush. The cleanser is $45. The Clarisonic is $109.
Whoa.
So we're already... $150 buckaroos.
I love that the men's, like, there doesn't need to be a men's
brush.
No,
of course not. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Okay.
We gender everything.
Yeah.
Okay. He also showed us a Tata Harper cleanser as an alternative that he didn't use, but I did not include that in this price.
Okay.
The next choice, he used a toner. He used the La Prairie Skin Caviar Essence.
Ooh.
And he shakes it into his hands and pats it on. He doesn't use a cotton round.
Mm-mm.
And he did his neck, which I appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
That is a $270 product.
Okay.
So,
he's
honey.
Definitely winning.
Honey.
Yeah, yeah.
Next, he uses Christine Chin Herbal Blemish Gel, which is his facialist in New York, and this is just a topical zit treatment, so he just puts it in a few key places. You have to go to her personal website. You can't see the price until you add it to the cart, and when you do that, it takes you right to PayPal to pay. This, honey, means business, which I appreciate. It was
$39. Oh, well.
Not
okay.
bad. Okay. Next, he does Obagi Professional C Serum. Now, Dr. Obagi is very expensive. He puts the serum on his forehead from the dropper, so he doesn't, like, waste product on his hands. And I was like, oh, that's a good tip.
That is a good tip.
He just drops it right on his forehead and smears it in. Dr. Obagi Professional C Serum is $127, and I just want to tell everybody out there, do not buy Dr. Obagi online, okay? It's so fake. There's fakers everywhere.
Oh,
even
shit.
On sites that you wouldn't think are fake. Only buy Dr. Obagi from a licensed retailer, your dermatologist, and if you're interested, it is really nice shit.
Okay,
so I just want to say it. Next up is his eye cream. Get ready, buckle up.
Oh, my God.
La Prairie Skin Caviar Eye Cream, Luxe Eye Cream, $365, okay?
What?
Next up, La Prairie Skin Caviar Face Cream. For the 1.7 ounce, it's $505. For the 3.4 ounce, $920, honey.
Okay, that needs to work better than Botox.
$900 for a 3 ounce bottle jar.
Okay.
I mean,
what's in it?
I don't know. I don't know. I do remember Edwin, shout out Edwin, when he used to work at Nordstrom, he said that like the La Prairie sample, people would come in and literally scoop the whole thing out.
Yeah.
It was like
just carried in their
they
hand.
They had to have
all
a
day.
Security guard next to it, which now I understand. I'm going to Nordstrom and dipping my dirty ass hand in that jar. I need to know what the hell's in this.
Oh my God. It's got the word caviar.
Yeah. Really interesting.
Oh my God.
Okay. So I think we kind of know he might win.
If he doesn't win, one of us needs to really rethink ourselves.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up, Acqua di Parma Eye Roller. This, I believe, is a British product. Oh, no, the next one's British. This one isn't. It might be. It's from another country, most likely. Okay, this one is $82. And this is an eye product, but it had like a roller tip. So he said he does it at night to depuff.
Oh, nice.
So I'm including it, even though he already did an eye cream, I'm including it.
Yeah.
Basically, I chose 11 products of his and 11 products of yours and 11 products of mine. That's how we made this even. Okay, next up is the Royal Fern Hyperactive Sleep Mask. This is a British product, $179 American dollars. I had to do some conversion. Hanny.
Wow.
Okay, yes.
Damn.
You know, she is thorough with her research. So he does a sleep mask, which means he puts it on before bed and washes it off at night. Then he did all this. Oh, then he did a mist, which I love a mist, so I included this. Fellow
That's
Barber
nice.
Everyday Tonic is his go-to mist, his words. $20. So affordable.
Wow, okay.
We stand.
We can all have that.
Yes. Then he included, I think this had to have been a product placement. I bet they were like, in order to do this, we're going to pay you, and this is a sleep sugar beverage. So it was like, I drink this to go to sleep. I'm like, wah.
No, you don't.
And then he included Ollie Restful Sleep Gummies that have melatonin in them. Again, it felt very product placey.
Yeah.
So I'm not including those.
Yeah.
However, he did include a Byredo Apocalyptic Candle, which I am including because I think you should have one bonus self-care item in your routine, including that.
Yep.
Okay. So, plus the Byredo candles are fucking so good.
Yeah.
Like, they have them at Facile, my dermatology place, in the bathroom. And I'm like, this is the chicest candle I've ever seen. So anyway, I'm including it. He included it. He said,
counts.
I light my candle, whatever.
That's part of his routine.
And it's $85. So the nightly total, and I did not count the Tata Harper cleanser. I did not count the sleep gummies or the drink. I did count the candle. And I believe I chose the large bottle of cream only because that's the one he had.
Yep.
And I also want to say, I went to the actual websites of these companies and chose the retail price, not based on sales or other websites. These are the actual retail prices.
Right.
His total nightly routine cost is $2,062 for 11 items. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
So now we're going to do you.
No.
Now we're going to do you. Honey, you shouldn't be embarrassed. You got some bougie shit in here.
Let me just say, I'm someone who hates spending money, but I love shopping.
Mm-hmm.
But I had just gone to get a facial.
Yes.
And I love my facialist. Her name is Courtney Chisano. I found out about her from Forever 35, which is
love.
A sister podcast, if you will.
Yes.
And I'll do anything she says, and I love because she doesn't push product, but she has really, I trust her. So I just say, like, what should I put on my skin?
Mm-hmm.
I'll buy it right here. And it's all really expensive.
Yes.
And then I was like, oh, fuck, but I just said I'd buy it. But I just, so I just re-upped on a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And then you asked me to do this.
Yeah.
But I will say it's all really great, and I love it.
I love it. I mean, you look radiant.
Thank you so much.
I hate when people are like, you don't look like you just gave birth, but you truly don't.
Thank you.
So you look great.
Thanks.
On all mothers look great, but
Thank
I'm just saying you.
You
look great. Okay.
Thank you.
So this is your routine. Like I said, I chose 11 items in order to be fair with
I'm
Anthony.
I'm horrified I even have 11 items.
Yeah, but like you said, some of these are I took out the sunscreen. I was like, that's obviously a daytime, but we'll get to it. Okay. So first up, and I was going to do these in order of cleansing. I'm going to try. Okay. So your cleanser, iSun Coco Cucumber Creamy Facial Cleanser. I've never heard of this.
No, this was a Courtney Chisano facialist. It's excellent.
Okay. It's $36.
Mm-hmm. But the bottles lasted me like 7 months so far.
Cute. I've never heard of that brand.
No, it's great. You like, it's really creamy and gentle. It smells like cucumbers. You rub it in dry, rinse off. I really like it.
Okay, excellent. I love that. Okay, then let's do some of these serums. So you have, wait, why don't I have the company here? Oh, I think it's Emergency. The Peptide Booster Serum.
Yes.
Is this from your facialist?
Yep.
So she likes Emergency.
She does love Emergency.
Yes. That serum is $85.
Not great.
Love that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a serum. Serums are going to cost you. Okay.
Yeah.
What other serums do we have? We have the Emergency Vitamin C Serum, 20%.
I usually do that in the morning, actually, but let's count it.
We're counting it.
Yeah.
Anthony did C at night.
Yeah.
We're counting it.
Sometimes I do it at night.
That is $90.
Yeah, that was a lot.
You also have Sunday Riley Good Jeans.
Yeah,
which
once a week.
Oh, okay.
Just once a week
because
it's kind
it.
Of abrasive. We're going to count it, though, because I do it at night.
And that is $105.
That's so much money.
You know what? No judgment.
Yeah.
We don't judge people here on Attribute. Okay, I'm just going to say what sunscreen you use because it's literally the one I have on my face today. It's the first
so
time
great.
I've ever used it.
It's
it was
great,
recommended
right?
on Attribute by Rio Rivera Nunes.
That's who I will do literally anything she says.
Oh,
that's
my God.
That's how I found out about it.
That's why I wanted to ask you about it because she was just on Attribute and recommended
she, like,
it to me.
She sold it out on Amazon immediately. Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
It was
that.
On The Strategist.
Yes.
And I was just like, I'll do whatever she tells me to do.
Well, today was my first day using it and I love it. But
it's
I
really
haven't
great.
Seen results yet. I don't know if it's going to make me break out. I'm assuming it's not because she has the skin of an angel.
Yeah.
So As do you. So it's
as do you.
Thank you.
You're glowing.
I'm feeling good today. Yeah. I've had some weird off days, but I don't know.
No, it looks
I'm
good.
On my period, and I feel like my body purged everything out, and mm-hmm. I'm in my cleansing phase.
Yeah.
Perito Centella Green Level Safe Sun SPF 50, and it's only like $15.
Yeah, it's cheap.
So I'm not including
that. And
it's
moisturizing.
That. Yeah.
Like everything. I had been using Drunk Elephant, which mm-hmm. was really drying.
Yeah.
And I like this better.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Rio.
Yeah.
This isn't included in your routine that I'm counting today, but I wanted to shout it out.
Okay. It's great.
We have the Dr. Jart
Ceramide?
Yes.
I don't know how to say it.
I don't either. And also, my fucking thing autocorrects, so it like changed it, but it's the Dr. Jart Ceramide Cream.
Yeah.
$34.
Yeah.
We have the Ordinary Pressed Marula Oil, mm-hmm. which is $9.90, but I'm rounding it to $10 if you're fine with that.
These are the prices I like spending, around $9 to $10.
Yes.
I know the Ordinary is problematic, but I've lost track. What's going on with that? I don't know.
I don't know. The founder passed away. It was really sad.
It's more just like in a really crazy story.
It is, but I'll tell you this. The products are really high quality.
Yeah, and they're $10.
I hear from so many estheticians how the integrity of their product and the way they source it. And it's good shit.
Great.
So do your research, everybody, and do what you're comfortable with. Okay. We have the Emergency Hyper Vitalizer Cream. So you have two creams here.
Yeah. So I kind of use both. This Hyper Vitalizer, though, I really like. It's mm-hmm. supposed to, like, help tighten and mm-hmm. smooth skin mm-hmm. as well as be a moisturizer.
Okay.
But it's not, I want to go to bed with my face like goopy.
Yes.
And so it's not goopy. So then I'll put the ceramide cream on top
of it.
Because that's a little more, and that creates like a moisture barrier, the ceramides.
Got it.
I'm told.
Well, this one is $85.
Yeah, that was a facialist purchase.
Yes, love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I feel like I've noticed such a difference since starting to use that. And my skin just being like smoother and less red.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
Yeah.
For eye cream, you have the 100% pure coffee bean caffeine eye cream. Do you mm-hmm. use this at night as well? Does the coffee keep your face awake at night?
No. Okay. I don't think it's enough caffeine to
love
do
that.
Anything. Yeah.
$29.
And that tube has lasted me, like, I probably should throw it out and get a new one.
I was about to say, because 100% pure is all, they're all vegan and like natural. So it might go bad after a year, would be my guess.
It may be.
Maybe time to get it out.
It's like, could be 2 years old.
Okay, I would recommend maybe.
I have half a tube left.
Yeah, treat yourself.
Yeah.
Then we have Weleda Skin Food, which is a favorite on mm-hmm. Natribu, $19.
Mm-hmm. I use that if I want extra goopiness. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we have, since Anthony had a mask, I thought it was okay to include your mask.
Mm-hmm.
The Fresh Rose Face Mask, which yours looks like the little Sephora sample, the points, like cash-in sample.
I think I got it. I bought it, but it was by the register.
Oh, okay. So it's the little one.
It's small, but yeah.
Well, we're counting the full price, mm-hmm. Full size, which is $62.
Okay.
I want to make sure I got everything. I said the Dr. Jart, peptide serum, ordinary oil, Biosense squalene. Oh, did I do that oil?
Oh, yeah, that one.
The how do you say it? Biosense?
Biosense.
Squalene vitamin C rose oil.
Yeah.
And
I just bought that from the Sephora sale.
Oh, cute. And that's $72.
Yeah.
So you have two oils here.
Yeah.
You have a couple serums, two creams of skin food, a face mask. Anthony, is that you? Your total, $627. So you're still way less than Anthony.
Way less than Anthony. Thank God. Okay.
All right. Now you want to do mine?
Yeah.
Okay. So before I begin, I want to ask your opinion. So because Anthony used his Clarisonic, I have a Foreo Luna.
Mm-hmm.
I never use it.
Okay? If you don't use it.
I use it in the shower or the bath maybe once a week.
Yeah.
But I was like, should I use it or should I take it out and put in my other novelty item instead?
I say do whichever you use more.
Okay, then
right?
then I'm going to take it out.
Yeah.
That's because that changes the course.
Okay.
That changes the course.
It changes everything.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to do that. So my first thing, this is what's now replacing the brush, the Foreo Luna facial cleansing brush that if I'm being honest, I hardly use anymore.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is, honeys. If you all bought one because of me, I hope you love it. I just have kind of evolved out of it.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Okay. The Tossie hair holder. Do you know about the Tossie hair holder?
No.
So when Allison Becker was on Nash Butte, she told me it's essentially a giant scrunchie that scrunchies your whole head.
Ooh.
So it holds your hair like a cradle while you wash your face or do your routine or wear
Ooh.
A mask. They're $10 on Amazon. They come in lots of fun colors. They make an excellent gift.
Yes.
And I fucking love it. I can't even do my routine without it at
that
this point.
That sounds great.
It holds your bangs back, but it doesn't mess them up.
That's what I need.
If you have a blowout, it just cradles
clips.
Your hair. Yeah, but the cramp.
Too much.
The clips cramp.
They cramp.
The clips cramp.
Yeah.
I can't have the clips cramp.
No, I can't leave my life with a cramp.
With a crimp cramp.
I don't have time.
I can't have a crimp cramp.
No, we don't have time for that.
No. We're mothers. We're working
mothers. We have undergrunds and we have crimp cramps.
Yes, undergrunds and crimp cramps.
Yeah,
we don't have time.
Please.
Okay. What's the deal with the crimp cramps? Okay. So the Tossie hair holder is first and it's $10. So then I always do a double cleanse. I start with my oil cleanse if I have makeup on, which right now I'm using I'm not gonna lie. Okay, most of my routine are indie women on brands. Yes, honey, we stand. So the first one is Code of Harmony Crave Cleanser War Paint Remover.
Ooh.
This won the Indie Beauty Expo Best in Beauty Best Cleanser. And it's a very exciting, fun, innovative brand. This is a woman-owned company. She's based in Long Beach, she's an esthetician. She has skin like an angel.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how old she is, but her skin, I mean, she's glowing. Glowing,
oh my
beautiful,
gosh.
Gorgeous skin. This is her company. It's CBD Skincare.
Ooh.
It comes in this really cool metal bottle that I think would be really cool if you reused it as like a soap bottle in your bathroom or something.
Oh, I love
to, like,
a bottle
cool.
You can reuse.
Oh, yeah. Really cute. And it's an oil cleanser. And it won, like I said, the Indie Beauty Expo Best in Beauty. And I'm really into it right now. So that's my oil cleanse that I use. She's available at Neiman Marcus Haney. She's also really good for sensitive skin. But you can also order it on her website. I believe it's codeofharmony.com, I want to say. It's $38. Okay, so that's first. Then I'll do a second cleanse. Right now, Osea Ocean Cleanser.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gel cleanser. And like I said, if I'm in the shower, I might use Sephorio, but we're not counting it. If not, I do it at the sink with my fingers, and I take about a minute, and I just say thank you to my face, and I rub. Mm-hmm. That is $48. So then we go to the toner. Right now I'm using the Lolly Beauty Blue Cornflower Water, and it's $38. And like Antony, I just shake it in my hands, pat and pat.
I just heard about blue cornflower for
oh,
the first
yeah?
time.
How exciting.
Is it good? Is it?
I mean, listen,
I
like it. But you know, Lolly.
Mm.
Use code Natch. Okay, Osea. Then I do Osea Brightening Serum. Obviously, y'all can tell I love Osea. So I'm doing vitamin C in the morning and night right now because I have this patch of dark skin on my chin that I'm trying really hard to break up. That's $68. Then, honey, we do the Natch Butte Lolly Beauty Pank Plum Elixir. Of course, I'm throwing in my own product.
I mean,
what would I be doing if I didn't? Okay, so that is my oil of choice. It is $52, but don't forget, use code Natch. You're going to get 15% off lollybeauty.com. Yes. We stand. Also, because you had a mask in your routine and Antony had a mask in his routine, I included the Natch Butte Lolly Beauty Pank Patea Mask because, of course, I'm going to put my own mask on. If I'm going to mask at night,
if I had my own mask,
you're
going to
do your
night.
Own mask.
Yeah.
So I'm including that in my mask in this routine, which is $38. Okay. So then we're going to do eye cream. And right now I'm using, this is a new product that I have started to use, the Seaweed Bath Co. Restore mm-hmm. Protect Eye Treatment. This is another thing I got in the IBE Best in Beauty box. It won Best Eye Product at IBE 2018. It's $25. Not bad.
No.
I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah.
It's really mild. It doesn't sting. It doesn't have a scent. It's they're just like Osea in the terms of they're like seaweed-based products.
Ooh.
But they're affordable. They have really good price points. I don't know much about the brand, to be honest, but Seaweed Bath Co. Eye Treatment. That's where we're at. Antony included a mist, as did I. The one I'm using right now, Shea Brand Cucumber Hydrosol. It's $24. I met the founders of this company at Indie Beauty Expo in New York. They're three hot millennials, and they founded this company. If you don't believe me, I brought their photo up to show you.
Oh, great.
I just thought you need to see this.
I need to see some hot millennials.
They're beautiful. The three of them founded this company together, but they're really knowledgeable. Their products are really beautiful. They have a lot of CBD stuff, shea butter-based
nice.
Things, but they have these hydrosols. They come in really great smells, and I love a mist. And, okay, just look at these people. They're hot. They're hot.
Oh, my God.
They're so hot.
They're so hot.
Wouldn't you trust them with your skincare?
Yeah.
They're hot.
I would trust them with anything, with
yeah.
hair care. Great hair.
Yeah. So it's
great clothes.
Two women and a guy. And
he's beautiful.
He's sexy. They're all hot.
Yeah, he's like a pretty man.
Yeah, they're all hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're hot. They're young.
Yeah, look
they're
them up. They're
entrepreneurs.
Hot.
Yeah. They're living. Shaybrand.com.
Yeah, I'm jealous of them.
And
yeah.
It's Marie, Austin, and Crystal. And Crystal is with a K because she's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come
she's
on.
Hot.
You didn't even have to tell us that.
Yes, yeah, of
we
course.
Knew that
she's
there
Crystal
a
with a K. Yeah. Yeah. So they're hot, but they're also really knowledgeable. They're so cool. I got to get them on Attribute.
Yeah.
But I really like them, especially if you're a Brooklyn or a New York honey. Support your local brands. Check out their website. I'm using their Hydrosol right now. I love a Hydrosol. So sometimes I will cut the Natch Butte pink oil with a little spritz of Hydrosol.
Ooh.
Or I'll use this Hydrosol to mix my pink Pattaya mask. I love a Hydrosol, and I think they're great, and they're hot. So I trust
them. Most importantly, that they're hot.
Yeah, that's the most important part.
If we can eke towards looking them just like a little bit, just like a squidge more, would be great.
Yes. So, you know, support hot entrepreneurs is what I'm saying. Okay, so they're hot. Okay, then... The cream of my life is the Osea Advanced Protection Cream. It is my cream. I want to bathe in it someday. That's like my Oprah goal. Like, I'm going to bathe in it. It's $108 for the jar. So it ain't no La Prairie, honey.
Yet.
But it is my bougie product.
That's
and
bougie.
It is my thing, okay? Yeah. Then the last part of my routine is my Grande Lash Enhancer Serum.
Because,
honey, you got to come look. My lashes are long.
Yeah.
And it's because I do this. Grande Lash is $65. And again, do not buy it on Amazon. I don't trust it. Do not. Sephora or the Grande Lash site is the only place I trust. I'm done buying shit on Amazon. You just don't know what you're getting.
Yeah.
There's no guarantee.
Yeah.
So be safe with your face.
Yeah.
Be safe with your face. Okay.
Ooh.
So we have Grande Lash. I did my whole routine. I think I didn't leave anything out.
I think you're going to be the cheapest. I can't tell you what a bougie bitch I am not. I shop at Old Navy.
Well, you fooled me with all that emergency, bitch.
I know. I just bought it. And
me.
I like drove home feeling like crazy. I was like, oh my God.
You had buyer's remorse?
No, not even. Just feeling like on a high because I'd spent so much money. Like,
right.
And I never do that.
Right. You're treating yourself.
Yeah. But
I
do only use that. Yeah.
Because
I'm like, it's my face. I'm going to take care of it.
Yeah. I have a lot of friends that are moms, and I feel like they go into like, I have to be careful with money now because I have a baby. And I was like, you still have to take care of yourself in order to be a good mom, to be a present parent.
I have spent money on massages
yes,
since she was born
good.
For me and my husband.
Yes.
And we're like... I don't get massages regularly, but I have started spending money more on that self-care stuff because it does feel so much more important now, and I like need it more and I appreciate it more now.
Right.
Like on Mother's Day, I ditched my family, went to a Korean spa for
day
because I couldn't go while pregnant because you're not supposed to like be in a bathtub or whatever.
Right.
And it was heaven to sit in a tub quietly with a bunch of other women.
I love that.
For a day.
I love that for you. I love that for everyone. So do you want to know my total?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so we took out the Luna. If the Luna had stayed, it would have been 643. Without it, adding in the Tossie hair towel, 515.
Okay. Well,
you beat me.
I beat you, but
you
not by that
Natch
much.
You beat but honey, almost doesn't count.
If you had kept in that thing, you would have beat me.
You were 627, and I was 643 if the Luna... But I asked you! I asked you before, bitch!
You're like, I never use
it. I don't! I truly don't.
I own my bougie face routine. I stop getting highlights, though, because this is what I have
to
do. I justify it this way, where I'm like, the highlights don't bring me joy. Getting facials and, like, smearing these... fancy creams on my face, like they're all in little glass bottles,
yes,
and
beautiful.
Also I feel like they do work really well. I'm liking the emergency
I love the
stuff.
Emergency brand,
and they're in like glass bottles, like a cream in a jar, like glass jar.
My Osea
I just feel
cream.
Like a lady.
Yes,
I just feel like a grown up lady.
You feel a grown up lady swishing your finger in those glass jars, slathering
like,
it on. Yes,
yeah, I like it.
Love that for us.
I love it.
So now we have come to the end.
Yeah, I hope I didn't isolate all of your listeners.
Why would
by
you
just
do that?
Talking in graphic detail about, let me just say, labor was insane, but it really was. It was also like cool.
You've made that
I
very clear.
To do it again.
You've made that very clear,
yeah.
And I honestly appreciate that.
Yeah.
And I'll put a warning at the top that just says we get a little graphic if that ain't your thing.
Yeah.
You know, just keep your eyes peeled and skip ahead as needed.
Go for it.
Because we don't want to trigger anybody.
But also, like, yeah.
But also, we need to destigmatize
this
these things.
This is just the way it is.
We
it's
need to destigmatize
to be
these
this
things.
Way.
Yes.
Yeah. And it is, if you have a kid and it's hard, just know it's it's supposed to feel really hard at first, and then it really, really, really does get better, and it gets easier, and it gets more fun.
We love that.
And that's okay.
I forgot to mention, you know, wedding season is upon us.
Oh, yes.
And you have a book about weddings.
I do.
It's a parody wedding guidebook.
Yes.
So which sounds really exciting and kind of irreverent in a time when everything is serious and you're very stressed
this
out.
This is not serious.
Yes.
So that's, I wrote it while planning my own wedding because I found myself getting caught up in wedding planning and getting stressed out in a way that I didn't expect to get so. And so I almost wrote this as like a coping mechanism, and it's a parody like wedding guidebook, so it reads like a guidebook to plan your wedding, and it's written in the voice of this like fictional wedding planner who's basically like the wedding industrial complex personified.
Love.
So her whole philosophy is that like the wedding is the most important day of a woman's life. A bride is like a beautiful little dictator, and her wedding is her totalitarian state. So it's just a book to read if you're planning a wedding, if you've attended 1,000 weddings, if you have a friend who maybe needs to remember to have a sense of humor about her own wedding. That's who this book is. It's just supposed to make you laugh and
and we love.
Feel relatable. Yeah.
And so tell us just anything you want to plug going on this summer, and also where we can find the book. And let me tell you the name of it, okay? It's called I Am Bride, How to Take the We Out of Wedding and Other Useful Advice. Cute. Where do we find it, Laura? Where do we find you? What are you doing this summer? What are you up to?
Well, you can find this book wherever books are sold.
Love.
Amazon, Barnes & Noble.
If we buy it on Amazon, will we be getting a fake version of the book?
If there are knockoffs of my book, frankly, I'm flattered.
Yeah.
And honored. So,
and I would love
we'll
to read
see.
It
yeah.
and see like what they decided to change.
Yeah,
so,
that would be kind
go
of
ahead
cool,
and order.
Honestly.
Yeah.
So go ahead,
go ahead and order
it on Amazon.
Yeah.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes.
I'm Laura_Wilcox, and there's two L's in Wilcox.
Look at you.
I know. I don't tweet that much, so I'm like more fun on Instagram.
Yeah. See that baby?
Yeah.
See what that baby's up to?
She's just being cute as hell.
I mean, she truly is.
She's really cute.
Yeah.
I'm fucking obsessed with her.
Yeah.
I mean, really. Yeah. It's really.
Is it hard being away from her right now?
Yeah. It's also great. Like, I'm a better mom when I've been away for a little bit, and then I can come home and be like really excited. I have more patience than if I've just been home.
Right. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's fucking so nice to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just being on. I mean, I spend a lot of time in the first three, and I still do it just beating myself up for doing everything or constantly. My mantra in the first few weeks was like, I always feel like I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah.
No matter what you do, because there's 1,000 websites and things that will tell you conflicting advice on every little thing. So you just constantly feel like you're doing something wrong if you listen to that stuff. Like, no one was actually telling me I was doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
It was like I was telling it to myself. So those first several weeks were really hard, but it was kind of like because I was dealing with my own shit. I mean, I was really, really tired, and my hormones were crashing, and so that's a real thing. But I don't know. It was – women are really hard on themselves.
Yes. And like I said, we have to find empowerment.
Yeah.
We have to find empowerment. I don't know if it's
I wish I
how
hadn't
to do
been
that.
So hard on myself.
Right.
But I
– I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everyone out there that's having a child, maybe thinking about having a child, going through all this – try
just be nice
not to be hard on yourself. Be kind.
It's gonna be okay.
And that's to everyone. That's not just people going through, you know, births.
Yeah.
Seek happiness. You deserve it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
Okay? We love. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Laura, would you mind waiting around for 15 more minutes while we do an episode extension exclusively for Stitcher Premium?
Sure.
Where we talk about cleaning out our assholes?
Yeah, I would love to talk about cleaning our asshole.
That was already on the docket, but we've already covered so much in that area that I feel it's you're
Let's
even
talk about
more
assholes.
Of the... Okay, perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you want to hear that, you have to join Stitcher Premium. You're going to hear the extension on that. You use code STARBURNS. You get 1 month off, 30 days off, free. So check that out. But for the rest of you listening on wherever you podcast, honey, don't forget to cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh.
Starburns Audio, a podcast,
a podcast network.